Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the DVCA Show. This episode is brought to you by our sponsors, Loan Sorted. If you have a need for a home loan, business loan, car loan, or any other type of loan you can think of, head to www.loansorted.com.au. Our guest on this week's edition of the show, outstanding season in 2023-24, Ray Christensen medalist as the best player in Barclays Shield, Barclays Shield Team of the Year captain and best of field in McLeod's 3-wicket at Barclays Shield Grand Final victory with figures of 3 for 50 and 66 with the bat. Tim Wise, thank you very much for joining us this week.
Cheers, Carl. Thanks for having us, mate.
So what would you say was the definitive factor behind your win last season? Not just over the 2 days when you're up against Heidelberg, but the season as a whole.
I think the season as a whole, the camaraderie through the group, through the entire grades, was key to it. We had Tuesday night trainings with over 40 people there, pretty consistently too. And so when you got sort of numbers and a vibe like that getting created from everybody, just everyone's going to be coming off better. Whatever grade they're playing, and we certainly found that with three teams playing finals out of the four, and the twos were probably just some continuity away from having a real crack at pushing for a premiership as well in the finals in C grade. So that'll be a real secret to going forward this year is 100% continuity for sure.
How long does it take to build that sort of vibe where a guy who's maybe a fill-in in the fourth 11 can sit down at the same table at dinner with a guy who's playing Barclays Shield?
Oh, that's something that's been pretty natural at our club. Most of our players are all homegrown and former juniors, so the relationships that everyone sort of has built over the years is pretty authentic. Which just allows that, even last year we lost our ground midway through the year and had to play out of Greensboro College. We didn't have any social rooms or anything like that there. So it was a case of really relying on each other and leaning on each other, which just made for something different, something more exciting, and everyone pushed in the same way, and everyone had the same sort of goal, and that was to try and improve week in, week out, whatever grade they were playing.
Losing your home ground, the place where the club belongs, that's potentially just taken the roots out of the season, the rhythm out of the season for you guys. Was there something that you were able to spread amongst your playing group to maintain that togetherness in that transition?
Yeah, I think a lot of credit's got to go to our committee, and that's led by Jai Swanger, who's our president, and who obviously is a big factor in our first team success as well, but it was all about, it wasn't sort of why I asked or anything like that. I mean, we're getting new rooms out of it, so that's a happy days, like you can complain about that, but it was all about eyes going forward and what's next, and embracing the different challenge that it was. And that just rubbed off on anyone. So there was no one at the club going, oh gee, I wish we were back at McLeod or whatever. And it was different trainings. We've got a great setup at McLeod Park for training session. We've got 5 nets. So when we're having 40 guys down there, 45 guys down there on a Tuesday night, that everyone's down the nets. No one's out in the middle. It's all sort of helter-skelter down there, and everyone just gets around everyone. So when we did go to Greensboro College full-time, there were some minor adjustments that we needed, but everyone was in it together, and we all knew that. So through Jai Swanger and David Love's leadership through the club, everyone just was on their coattails for sure.
And your Barclays Shield Grand Final, chasing on the second day, sitting well at 2 for 118, then there's mini-collapse, 3 wickets or so, that felt like it was swinging the match back Heidelberg's favour. Off the ground, talking to the remaining batsmen, was there something you just reminding the boys of, just to not potentially lose their heads at that point of the match?
No, it was not too much had to be said. It was we were always within striking distance as far as that target went. Time was never a factor. We had batting depth that was pretty crazy. So There was no sort of panic or anything like that that sort of set in at all. And when we have a young kid like Cooper Dawson at 19 years old play the innings that he played and really controlled the tempo of that sort of early part of, you know, early part of the rebuild, he was pretty outstanding. So, there was no sort of panic that sort of ever entered. Just knowing that we had, you know, like Rob Wise coming in at 7, Isaac Spencer Jones at 8, Richard Johnson at 9. I mean, it's probably the most outrageous number 9 that's ever walked local cricket, to be fair. To have that in the bank was all pretty reassuring.
You've got good hopes for young Cooper Dawson this season.
Yeah, massive hopes. He's just been super impressive and just improving and taking on more responsibility. Like, he batted at 4 for the entire sort of second half of the season. He loves it. He's a McLeod boy, so he's got plenty of support from the playing group right through the grades, and he gives plenty of support back too. So he was a real one to watch last year, and I think his innings in the final just showed exactly what the kid's about. It's pretty classy.
What did the most recent premiership mean to you? Long career, had a lot of highlights, but I could see at the point where you won the match, it did mean something quite deep to you.
Oh, it was huge. I mean, it was a pretty sort of exhausting, day that. You know, your emotions are sort of getting pulled here, there and everywhere. Well, I said before, you know, there was no sort of panic, but didn't mean that you weren't sort of biting the nails for a good sort of hour and a half there. But
you can feel it in cricket. You can just feel the noise changes, or the scoring rate changes, and
yeah,
you can exactly
just right, yeah.
Feel the flutter.
And that's it. And that's a natural thing that happens, whether that happens in Test cricket. You can see it. The mood change, you know, and you watch a game of under 14s and the mood will change.
Yep.
So it's nothing foreign to it. It's part of the entertainment, and that's why most of us, you know, whoever's going to be listening to this is obviously going to be a cricket fan, and that's what makes a good time so great, and that certainly was one of them. It was so good, the win. More of a fact that was sort of wasn't on the radar to an extent. I mean, everyone sort of rocks into a season, they want to play finals, and we always think if we can play finals, then we're as good a chance as anyone. We've got some pretty good experience in our first team, so why wouldn't we be a chance? But I think with the it was a bit of a sort of changing the guard with the young guys through. It was far more of a bit more of a development year, and given these young guys more, you know, more solid roles, and that's right through the grades. We were changing likes for like. You know, it wasn't a case of a kid in the twos making runs and coming up to the ones and then batting at 8 or 9, because that's sort of how the pecking order was. It was, you know, if he was an opener, he came in and he opened.
Yeah.
If he batted at 5, he came in and batted at 5. If he bowled with the new ball in the twos, well, he came in and bowled with the new ball in the ones, and so. Having the ability to run selection and run games with that in the back of mind was pretty reassuring. So, it certainly sort of felt like, we pinched one potentially, and other you know, people listening might say the same. But it sort of hit a bit different, I reckon.
So yourself, is there something to which you can attribute the success you're continuing to have into your 40s at top grade Shield cricket down to your preparation or your mindset?
It's just far more consistent than any time in my career. It's I think I've had the ability to have good innings and be impactful with the ball and that type of stuff, but I suppose it was just a lot more consistency this year than in the past. So that was good. You know, my preparation is ridiculous. I've got two young kids, and grand final eve, that's you know, nursing kids in the night that right through because they won't sleep. So there's your preparation out the window. But we've got good support around everybody. Everyone at the club is amazing. And too, with that ones group this year, with you know, the different setup that we had to do at Greensboro College every week. You know, it wasn't just rocking up and there's seats there. We had to bring everything out. That was all
from scratch. Wow.
From scratch. So yeah. It was all, yeah, it was just different. We just had a lot of hands on deck. Yeah.
Nothing takes the edge off a man's ego like having to remember the seats on the way to cricket.
Oh, it was a crazy sort of 3 months of, we're playing at a school, you know, like you couldn't leave anything lying around. It was like, not that you would anyway, but nothing sort of just there ready to go for you. Had to set up from scratch every week and once again, Jai Swanger was enormous in all of that, but all the boys just, you know, everyone chipped in.
So start of pre-season, does the hunger need to be renewed amongst a playing group coming off a premiership?
I think just like any year, everyone's there for the love of it, you know, like it's not, but no one's sort of forced to be there. We want everyone to be there and have fun. So the hunger for success, you know, that might be something that is created over a couple of beers afterwards or something like that. It's not something that is a mindset going into a year. We've got the McLeod Footy Club, you know, they didn't have the senior footy club didn't have the best year, but the under-19s are into a grand final this week. So a lot of our young crew have not made it down to training yet, and you know, we're running some pretty low numbers at the moment, but that's all good because we've got guys still playing sport and still being active and having a bit of success at the same time. So if that's something that breeds some good fortune, and then so be it, that's grouse. But no, it's not like we go into it going, oh, how do we find the hunger to go again? People, that hunger will be there anyway because they're enjoying where they're at and enjoying coming down to the club. And if we're pumping 40 on a Tuesday night, then at training, well, it's going to be for a good reason, you know. People are going to be there because they want to be there, not because they think, oh, shit, I've got to get to training because I've got to get a game. They're there because they want to be there.
And young Mr. Dawson aside, is there any players you'd recommend we keep our eyes on this season?
Yeah, definitely. So last year we created a youth squad. And so these sort of under 23 and under sort of guys, and we had to start up a group chat of them, and we had Daniel Falke was a big player in running that, and Shane Doherty as well, and they were fantastic, instrumental for that young crew. And there was about 26 members of this youth squad, which was enormous, and they filtered through all the grades, you know, first team down to our fours. So there's a heap of names in there, but names to watch this year, I'll say Paul Holden. We've got a bit of Robbie and myself played a lot of footy at Parkside, grew up around in Alphington, so we tend to sort of be able to get a couple of Parkside kids that will, or young guys that will come across at some stage, and Paulie was one of those. He came across last year, had a really solid year, sort of in and out of the ones. But a lot more responsibility will sort of probably go on his shoulders this year, and we look forward to seeing how he goes with that. He finished the season off fantastically last year. Ryder Jones, he started to open the bat at the back end of the year last year. Another sort of 19-year-old. Johnny Greenwood, really excited about what he can bring to us. So there's a few in there. That certainly look forward to. Young Tane Paulson, he's unfortunately just broke his arm in the semi-final of the 19s footy.
Oh, footy. So,
yeah, he's spewing. He rang us yesterday, and I'm like, oh, Tane, what's he ringing me for? This is bad. And he's like, oh, I've broken my arm. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's poor fella. So he was, you know, young bowler, sort of stump to stump.
Is it his front arm or his bowling arm?
No, it's his front arm.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so, but that sort of set him back a couple of months, unfortunately, for him, because, we're looking forward to
he's done a proper job of it, a couple of months.
Yeah, smothering a ball.
Well, that'll teach him.
Oh, I know. 1%, come on. Just get on the outside, young man.
You just tell him to be a highlight reel player and he'll be good for the first session of pre-season.
Hey, finals will do funny things to kids, mate.
All right, Tim, well, thank you very much for coming on. So congratulations not just on your success as a player, but on the through line of the good culture that's been built at McLeod.
Really appreciate it, mate. Thanks.
That's all for this week's edition of the DVCA Show. We'll catch you next week. Remember, more people, more cricket, more often.